For sure. We're holding by the figure of Rechita Simon Shimchavav, the Shlomo of Bishul B'Shabbos, Hachmana B'Shabbos, all in Perek Kira. Well, being again to washing oneself, we have basically two different times the water can be heated up. It's Maim Shuchmu B'Shabbos, Maim Shuchmu B'Erev Shabbos. Basically, water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and water that was heated up on Shabbos. We have a brayso on the Aflamites and Beis, being the Machlokes of Shimon, the Meir, the Yehuda. What's a lacha of a person take a shower on Shabbos? According to a Meir, whether it's hot or it's cold, lemaisa it's aser. According to Shimon, whether it's hot or it's cold, lam shuchmu b'erev Shabbos, lemaisa it's mutter. According to Yehuda, there's a chilek. If it's hot water, lemaisa it's aser. If it's cold water, it's mutter. Lalacha, the Beis Yosef starts off, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, all three passing like a Yehuda. That hot water, lemaisa will be aser. Cold water will be mutter by case of a shower. The Gemara goes on further and says this machlokes is only a case of karko. In the Kli Lamaisa, every Greece is ulcer. But the Gemara Daf Mem, Migdam, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. The Rav says, we mutter, aver, aver. Masha Enkin Shmuel says, only mutter, ponav, yodav, raglov. And the Gemara Migdam, Tanik Kavos, the Shmuel, the ponav, yodav, raglov, Lamaisa, it's mutter. Once we have this issue of washing yourself with hot water that was cooked up on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara Daf Mem, Migdam, why? It was done beheter. What's the issue of Ruchitza? The Gemara brings down that seemed to be that first Gleisel was mutter to wash themselves with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos on Shabbos. However, came along the Babylonian, and they would come along and heat up water on Shabbos, saying it was done beheter on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, b'tzan gzeres merchatzos, that people should not heat up water on Shabbos and say it's done beheter b'der ramai. Therefore, came along chazal, they asked to wash themselves with hot water, but only the moisev cannot even do a case of zeal. To make yourself sweat over here. Why the Chazal want to ask even the Chamei Tvero? The Gemara saw that Klai Yisrael cannot be even upon the Gzeir of Chamei Tvero. They came along with the Matar Chamei Tvero. At the end of the day, we have a Gzeir Merchatzos, that a person cannot wash himself with the water that's heated up beheter on Shabbos, because people come to do a heat up even on Shabbos. Have a cold water, nice and clear its mutter. Why that Hogan Klai Yisrael is not taking a cold shower on Shabbos, then Hashem will get to the next Chabura, that's Siv Zayin. That's clear in the Mishabura, but the Gemara says a cold shower, Maisa is mutter. What comes out first? A local Maisa based upon the sugi we said until now, I think comes out, it came first 6 points. Number one, there's an Isser, called Gufa Bechamim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Bechamim exam, that's how it starts off. Cold Maisa is mutter. Number two, Kamal Bechamim says, even though it's Osir, Bechamim, but Ponav Yoda Viragla, we pass Mark Shmuel. That, therefore, it's mutter. Number three says Ramah lav dafka ponav yod v'raglov. Even Shai Evorov is also mutter in the kal of ponav yod v'raglov. Number four comes the Mishmul Magav Ram and says even though Guvur Asring you will also rubik it kulai and therefore you do Reva Gok even Aver Lamaisa also will be also. Number five says the Mechaber Chamei Tvero is mutter and says the Paiskim Mishne Brura that means even Shah Ma'ainos even other hot well springs is also nichel neheter and Cham Lamaisa be mutter. And the 6 points are very clear that cold water mice is going to be mutter, we'll get to why we're coming to be machmer. Those are the 16 come on the sugya, very clean sif aleph over here. In this halacha, coming the kiveger, brought down by the bialacha, and says, this iser, chamachol gufay, again with maim shchuchmu be'er Shabbos, no ismi shal the sugya of heating up the water, is dafka in a case when a person is a regular person. But let's say he's mitzvah, even though he's not chalachol guf, we're coming to be mekel. Person who's been sar, someone who's in pain, there's no iser to take a hot shower. Right. Yeah. What? Right. Shower. The case of it is a same thing. The case of it is a shower, a bath. There's no iser to take a hot shower. With what? Maim shuchmu be'er Shabbos. The wood cooked er Shabbos. No iser to take a hot bath. Now first, what's the aside over here? A hot shower?
Women's
tire. We have to define that, obviously. What do women's tire mean? So first, he's saying to me, what's the lomus behind it? Says the Mishlom Azam, what's on the Shemir Shabbos? That all gzeres are coming to be matter of mocking person is mitzvah. Therefore, since the gzera of Machatzos is up to the Oiva Vera, they come along and say they did it beheti, again they did it be Isser. So all gzeres mocking tzar are coming to be mekel. That's first you say, Shabbat. And the obvious question is, what do you find tzar? What is pain? Let me take an example. Let's say a person goes to mikvah every time on Shabbos, as to miscarry, to his Ezra. And now comes the mikvah, Maisa, it's hot over here, it's been star, not go to mikvah. How can you not go to the mikvah on Shabbos? It's hot, I gotta go to the mikvah, I'm a star.
Arun is mitzar, the king of the mikvah. So he asked him, that's not again a tzar. He said, no, tzar ruchni is a tzar. But that's not what the bialocho and the kivegim mean. The tzar has to be a physical pain, not a ruchni stick of pain. Chaim Knievsky. They asked him, he says, that's not what it means over here in kivegim. So what does he mean over here? What tzar is he referring to? I mean, some people want to say he means a case of tzar. You're sweaty, you're dirty, you're hot, you want to cool yourself down. You want to take an abat, you take off the lichluch, the dirt over here. The point that I look for, that's not the pashtus. The Makor of Kiregi sends you to is Simon Shin Zayin Sefei. The Sugya of Be'ikra negate the idea of a chaylo. Now, negate the chaylo, there are basically, the kids are five levels of a chaylo. How a person can be sick on Shabbos. One's a case, the highest level, the worst, of Koch Nefesh. Everyone knows about Koch Nefesh, even a Sovik. You're Michal Shabbos, you're not sure. You're Michal Shabbos. A second level is Kun Saver. You might lose a limb over here. Also, I had this clothing. We're not discussing those cases. The next three levels is basically a chilu she'im bay sakono, a mixes chilu, and a mechish ba'almo. What does that mean? A chilu she'im bay sakono. A tzimish nuchav ches, if you zayin, means a person who needs body rest. His body is weak, he has to lie down in bed. Basically, anyone who has a migraine has to be in bed. Someone who has a fever, 102 fever, mice is in bed. Anyone who's in bed, the whole entire body is weak, is a chilu she'im bay sakono. It's not sakono. His body is weak. He has to be lie down in bed. That was halacha. You have to take medicine on Shabbos. Person, what can go do? A go do malacha deraisa, or you still can do a malacha davon machine over here. That's your chalisha im by sakono. A mixas chaylo is a dagger below that. Is a definite pain in a localized area. Basically, means person has a regular headache. Don't have to lie down in bed. It's definite pain. You feel it. Localized area. Is an earache. You surely feel it. On that, you cannot take medicine. And that you still cannot do malacha, that a koy can do malacha do abonim. That is the mechish ba'alma, someone who has a sore throat, bothers him, that nothing can be done. Something bothers him. The words of Kiveger, read them slowly, is contrasting chalish aim by sekono versus mixes chalish. He says, someone who's chalik kolagof, or bad, they can take a hot shower, ma'am shuchim be'er shabbos, not only that, even a mixes chalish. That means it's contrasting the two cases over here, that what's mutter, not only can he bed rest, even a mixes chayli. That means again, a chalish aim by sakona, you need bed rest. You tell going to malacha deraisa. Tell going to go drive to the store and buy medicine. Driving is a malacha deraisa. Combustible engine. Unless you get an electric car. But otherwise, regular cars has a fire inside, it's a deraisa. Chalish aim by sakona, you're in bed, you have a migraine, you have fever. Drive to the store, buy medicine. A person who has an earache, definite pain in localized area, tell going to walk to the store, which, if you choose to drive, it's his option. And then you tell them to go buy medicine, which is only a drop button. You tell the guy to put the medicine in your ear. You can't do it yourself. That'd be motor. That's a mixed chayli. Those are two different levels between mixed chayli she'im by sakana. On that, some kiveger, not only on the case of a chayli she'im by sakana, take a half shower of ma'am shuchim b'er Shabbos, but even a mixed chayli, some shin zayin sefei, even that you can take a hot shower of ma'am shuchim b'er Shabbos. That also can be motor. There's no gzer over here. So again, this form, whether it's from either lawyers, Nostin, or others, they point out, there's no heter, I'm dirty, I'm a luchluch, I'm sweaty over here, I want to take a hot shower. That is what a mixes chayli. A mixes chayli means you have definite pain, a physical pain, not a ruchzi stick of pain. That means a definite pain in localized era. And in that case, the mice will have the heter. Why did I see Feldman in Kerutze Cholach, El Galaf, he's discussing that people come along, want to bring down Kiveger, mitzad lichluch and zeah. Says, forget, that's the whole yisoid of the Isser. What would the Babylonian come go do? Person says, I'm hot, I gotta take a shower. It's hot, I gotta take a bath. So what do? They heat up on Shabbos. I say it was on Erev Shabbos. What are we talking about? People who don't need it? People say, I don't need a bath. You know, the Babylonian were heating it up. The whole gzeir was that people felt, oh, I'm so schwitzy over here, so dirty over here, I have to heat up. The only chazal being gzeir are people that felt, you know, it's very hot outside, I need to cool myself down. It's so hot outside, I'm so sweaty, so dirty over here. The whole gzeir was, of course, in a case where the person was hashritz. That was the yisoid, the makar, the gzeir. So what's kiveg come to matter? A chaylo. Not come to matter when you're dirty over here. That's the avona of the practicality of the gzeir is that don't come up and be makel here, oh, I need to take a shower. That means you come look over here, very clear, passion among the poskim, the hetter mixes chayli, of kiveg is a chaylo. It's not a hetter if you're dirty. Now, people do like getting to Zayin again by cold water. That might have a heter. If not, there's a moisture in shuvah, taking a shower of cold water, that if you're sweaty, you might have a heter. When you get the ha'ura, this is kiregir, mam shuch the Shabbos. I know the Shabbos has an aura in the footnote, he's not clear about it. And also there's a tshuva of Strumach. I like quoting of Strumach, that he might say he's mekel when it's very hot outside. He writes in Johannesburg, he has a tshuva in the Chelik Alps, which will be in the other Madabs. What happened in Johannesburg, it's so hot, mamish the nichol nigeda of the kiregir. So he writes over there, how hot? It's 42 malot. That's 107 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you're 107 degrees Fahrenheit, then he wants to say, nichol nigeda of the kiregir. 42 malot. So, could be, he understands, that's called pain. But don't take his situation of 42 malot of 107 Fahrenheit, the situation, I'm dirty and sweaty over here, I want to go take a bath to be in the Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos. So again, they're like, Shtrumach sounds like even Lichluch Yaveter, you have to know what his case is. His case is 42 malot, 107 Fahrenheit. So again, maybe you have one person who is Mekel, Ulai, not Chlovi, is being Mekel in all cases. My son of Pashas is the Kivegas cases where he's starting to do a Simon Shazayan Sefei, the case only in the Gea, a Hetan, a Chayla, and not more than that. Therefore, let's say you are a Chayla, practically what to go do. There's a problem. You have to always realize the two Sugya, the Sugya of Bishal and the Sugya of the Gezerah. That means for a person to go take a hot shower today and to water is heat up before Shabbos, the problem is when the water comes out, the hot water, gets mixed with the cold water. Let's say you mix it to 109 Fahrenheit, so it won't be a bayam when you mix it with the Sugya Bishul. But new cold water will go inside the boiler, or inside Dud Shemesh, and will get mixed with the hot water, and you do an active Bishul on Shabbos. I mean, this heter that's saying, Imam Shulchan Be'er Shabbos, you always have to realize it's a sign Isser to get us practically, which sign deserves Merchat Sayyus, the Isser Bishul. And therefore, if you shut off the system on top, if you did that, and Echam won't have a problem. Otherwise, you have a bayah. So the 8th day that Swam point out is you go get a guy to open up the water to take a shower for you. The shower gets mixed one with another, it's not going to be Yaslas, well, let's say it's 105 Fahrenheit. The water gets mixed inside, the cold water, the hot water, is nechle get over in the miskabin, together with the psik ratio. Everyone knows, Magavam, and Simish Yadal, Sivkot, and hey, we're talking about all the Paiskim, a little bit of the Mishmur, that we make a psik ratio by case of a guy. Therefore, everyone says, or people tell me in the hospitals all the time, let's see a lettuce within 30 days, she wants to take a shower, and all the others seem to want to take a shower on Shabbos. Very simple, go call a guy, tell the guy to put on the shower for the person. And the hot water gets mixed with cold water, it's a situation, no problem. Therefore, you are allowed to take a hot shower by a chalashay maskana, mix this chayla, but the sugya bishul, you have to make sure you take care of that your soul should not get involved with this isser. Make sure a guy puts it on, and very simple, a guy does it for you, the shower, and the whole mixing is only a situation, which is mutter.
The adjusting of the temperature also has to be done by the way.
Yeah, if you want to make it lower, yeah, higher, maybe no. Because then it will mean less water. But yeah, that's what you tell the guy to go to. That's the best
thing.
Turn
it off, the guy's got to turn it off as well.
Turn it off? Tosh is not. Tosh, I don't think so. Now, that's a get to again mixes chali. Another case they discuss, the people get involved, can you give a child a bath by Shulchan B'Shabbos? Is a child nichol in the category of a chalishay masakono? Because it's Ramon Simish Nichol Ches, Sif Yudzai, that says Katana was nichol together chalishay masakono. The first is Mephorshim Machaber and Simish Shin Lam Al Sif Tes. The Machaber says, Ve'idna, lo yin nogu echitza klal by children, therefore the get of a child has a get like an adult. That means, first, Mechava says children do not have this heter. However, speak to the Svarim, but let's say Bismandenu, our minigas, certain houses, each one on its own. That certain houses, children get a bath every single day. They get a shower every single day, whether because sometimes the kids get rashes and it's good without the diaper, whether for hygiene reasons, whether because the parents are isthmus, and I think the kids are isthmus, which I'm not sure what that means exactly. For whatever reason, kids get every day, they have a couple of vozen shuvo, and he says, Hanu Bisei. That's Chalishay by Sekondo. Get a b'chayla, get back to the kivegir. Back to the kivegir, and sa'ar is mutter, and suddenly chalish in by sekhana is mutter. Therefore, you can do it with Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos. But again, make sure you take care of the sugya of Bishul. Once you take care of the sugya of Bishul, then you have a hetem. Maim Shulchan B'er Shabbos won't be a problem to use it on Shabbos.
Yeah,
I keep saying Maim Shulchan B'er Shabbos. I keep saying that. I keep saying it over and over. But I mean, first, until now, Maim Shulchan B'er Shabbos, what comes out, either you'll have to pump me on of Raglov, number one. Number two, it's mutter by case of Paishim. And number three, we'll have a heter negate the sugya of a chaylo and mixes chaylo. Now, we see over here again, Mam Shulchan B'er Shabbos. It's Kamal Magavom, Sikot Ndov. It brings down the Lochan Siddal and Sifay. Over there we have a Rambam and a Rosh discussing when a person puts on cold water on top of him, and it goes Samuch La'esh. Come over there, the Rambam says Samuch La'esh, L'maisi Ha'Levaya, there's an Isser, and come over the Rosh and says, even if you put just your hands, Samuch La'esh, also you have a problem. Now a person puts his body or his hands Samuch La'esh, the Mitzvah says, L'chor, you're not making Yas L'esh, but then you burn yourself. What are you doing? You're doing Kesa Paishim. V'ektem Ha'Gavram, if Paishim is Mutter, why in the world does come when we rush the Rambam and rush in the case of Yodav come to ask the case of Parshim? Parshim Chor is Mutter. The Rambam speaks out the Mogav Rom based upon the Gemara and Kuf Lamadal and Beis. There's a chilek whether Maim Shulchu will be Er Shabbos with Maim Shulchu will be Shabbos. There are two different types of water the person can have had on Shabbos. Water that's heated up before Shabbos that became hot. And the water that got heated up on Shabbos. Two different things. They will take each one. First, negate to the idea of your hand. Again, Pono Yodav Raglov, we pass like Shmuel, Tanik Kibos, the Shmuel, and Maisit Smutter. Says the Magar Rom, that's only in Maim Shukhu Be'er Shabbos. Maim Shukhu Be'er Shabbos, the Maisit Osir. We're talking about the Mishavua and Sevkotin Hei, Sevkotin Tezvov, Sevkotin Yud Zayin. Three different times, there is no heter. In the place you bring down the Maisit, there is no heter. A second Chum of the Magar Rom, a little bit of Mavucha, in the Tzadim Machman Yodav, Maim Shukhu Be'er Shabbos, what about Peshim on Shabbos? Also, Kamlung the Mogavron wants to ask, even in the case of Pashin on Shabbos, Agam, there's Med Behuda, wants to argue, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, says it's Tmiel, Moshe has a long tshuva, what's the Lomdus, why to ask the case of Pashin? Moshe said the Chayotim, the Gaza Mach, but even in the case of Pashin, the Shavua seems to go this way, Chay Noah, Kavachayim, and numerous places can go to ask, even in the case of Pashin. So it comes out, we really have two types of orders. Water, Maim Shulchan, the Erev Shabbos, it's Mutter, Ponu Yodav Raglov, and it's Mutter even more than a case of Pashin. Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos is also Pono Yodav Raglov. It's also even the case of Pashim. A double chum over here. If that's so, the question is, what's the category of Maim Shulchan B'er Shabbos? What's the category of Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos? That means Balabatish, what would you say? What is the case basically of a Dud Shemesh? That means coming into Shabbos, the water is cold, Shabbos morning, the sun came, 6 in the morning, heats it up, it's 10 now in the morning, and the mice, the water is hot. Is that Maim Shukhu B'Shabbos? Could be Metzias. It was water that got heated up on Shabbos. What do you say? I did nothing. It happened by itself. It was built in the system. They would definitely get a Maim Shukhu B'er Shabbos. What exactly is a Dud Shemesh? What is that? So again, Svarach Yitzchak, I will say right away, that's, I think we'll say right away, it's Maim Shukhu B'Shabbos. The Shabbos will happen that way. Kamun Kiveger, on the Magavom Sevkot and Dalet, based upon the mission of Lamaches, you have a case over here that the Siloam, this water pipe, on Shabbos, got mixed with other waters. Taisha says it gets a case of Atmona. Rashi wants to get mixed one with another. The mice will be passing this mortar, mixing waters. Then you have cold water mixing with hot water, saying the there is no Isser over here. And the mice says, Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos, why there is no Isser? Says the monk, Seb Kiveger, we see a Yisrael over here. The Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos is only when you did a Pu'ula on Shabbos. When it happened by itself, naturally, that means that Gamin happened on Shabbos. But since it was set up from before Shabbos, has the get of Er Shabbos. Kivek is very clear. Maim, that happened on Shabbos, but you did nothing to it, is nothing like category of Maim Shukhu Be'er Shabbos, therefore Mutter, Hanu Yadav Raglov. There'll be a case of Mutter, a Pashur. Therefore, speaks out Shlom Zalman, he says, even an example, he put fire, water on the fire, right before Shabbos. And it comes Shabbos, gets heated up, that's no problem. That's Maim Shukhmu Be'er Shabbos. Speaking of the Shmir Shabbos Mechotzei, a Dud Shemesh is Maim Shukhmu Be'er Shabbos. That means any case that, you, let's say practically, a person wants to use a sink and take out a case that's Poishun, Poishun Maim Shukhmu is official. If a person, let's say it's in the winter, where it will not affect the Dud Shemesh anymore, as the inside the Dud Shemesh is only warm water. You want to use your warm water on Shabbos in the winter, there's no problem. It's Maim Shukhmu Be'er Shabbos. That means it won't get heated up. Again, in the winter, there's no Shemesh, won't get your hot water will not turn hot. You want to use a Poshim Shabbos morning, should not be a problem. It will only be Poshim. It will never get it.
You
can't Poshim on Shabbos. Fine, the new water, by that time, it won't be. You have a big tank. It's not going to happen that way, I think. Or if a person is shuts off his valve, let's say, not connect that water in the summer, not get more water come inside. Case of Poshim. Or get it, or put it on the Raglo. Whatever the Yisrael of is, the Chor should not be a problem.
Is there a definition of Paishu?
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's Hashem. This malach again, which was on the Shemir Shabbos, they come along and say, "Again, it happened in Shabbos. They get an Erev Shabbos before Shem Kivayir." Upside of Shem, they come along with Vaz and Shuvah and says, "That's very good." Right before Shem Toshi Shalom on the page, open up the Gemara, the Chacham Tesla base. Toshi Shalom says, "What's the case of Ma'im Shulchmu on Erev Shabbos? Is when you took it off the fire on Erev Shabbos. But let's say you left it on the fire, you put it there Erev Shabbos, in the fire there Erev Shabbos, and it gets cooked up on Shabbos." Said Toshi Shalom, "That's Ma'im Shulchmu b'Shabbos." Likewise, Toshi Shalom. Therefore, wasn't the Chelik Alf? What's the Asad of Shemesh? The Chelik Gimel, you have two tshuvas there. The Chelik Dal, he has another tshuva. He comes along and says, they point out, Kivegar and others seem to disagree with him. Therefore, he wants to at least Lamed Schus in case of the mikvahs. They come along, but see if the carbon the sandal, there's no death from the chatzos to the mikvahs. Why the case of Poshim? Fine, he says, maybe they want to be Samachan. The Gami's not too happy with it. He wants to argue with Kivegar. The Maisi knows it is Kivegar. And he somehow beats it down, makes two of them out of it. But he says, the Toshi Shonim. Maisi's father sees this form of Ikkuwan Kivegar. The Kamal will say this one, the Ruchim be'er Shabbos, it happened by itself, is Erev Shabbos. Taking out the next step. In the same case, next case. Till now we're discussing when you did nothing. Nothing changed, and Matthias always is this way, nothing happened. Let's say you have a case of a timer, a case of a thermostat, a case of a Maricopa boiler. That means the fire is not here right now, it's not built in, something has to switch over here. That means the timer has to put on the fire. The boiler goes off and on. Thermostat has to create something over here. Is that nichol the same yisayin of b'kivegar versus Toshi Shonim and yishem elismach on a b'kivegar? No, yish l'chalik. Here, this thing to happen, and the sun was always in the world, the machine is always here, but here the fire was not here right now. Maybe yish l'chalik when the fire is not here. Then the fire came on Shabbos, it cooked on Shabbos. Maybe that's ma'am shulchum b'Shabbos. And therefore we also put on the other raglov, you also case of poishin. That means dud shemesh, shmir Shabbos we make b'kivegar. But maybe a timer is different. So the Elam looked up the Arfa Shabbos, Parak of Aleph, Siv Zayin, he equates the two. He says, if you machmer by Eitu Shemesh, you machmer. If you make like Kivegel, like most Boishkim, you make over here. Time is the same thing. I said it, and he, Yalki Yoish goes this way, Am Kashi Shvi goes this way. I said it, Sheni, of the Ashim, they asked him, and Oshdomach, and Michal Beis, he says, Yesh Chal Kakmin. Over here, something physically changed. The fire came. You switched something. That pula that had to come into the world happened on Shabbos. Now, once the fire came, it cooked something. That's man shuchu b'Shabbos. The point down Rav Moshe and the Tshuva on the Chelgal Siman Ainei discussing the case of boilers. Pashas, not clear what this case is. I'm talking about, I think, boilers in America. He says that nichol in the category of man shuchu b'Shabbos. They want to have the heter of Pashin. They want to have the heter upon the yod of Raglo. So it comes out again. We have three cases over here. We have the case of Rashi, the Amas HaMayim got mixed by itself together with hot water. That the Maravah Mishu was to be Megal. We have the case of the Shabbos clocks, which seem to be Machlokes, the newest place you want to answer. Take a third level over here. What happens when a guy does something by himself, for himself, let's say an apartment building, wants to heat up water for himself? What's a guy that he, about a person does something now? It's not a timer, it's not built in. Stas came to go do something for himself. Als Meister Shabbos, the klal is, you go after what the guy is doing it for. For Yisrael, we also. For guy, it's mutter. He did over here for himself. Meister Shabbos is mutter. Can Yisrael have enough in this water? To come over here, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, Torech Atzmai, Meister Nichol in the category of Mam Shuch B'Shabbos, Avad Atzalser. That klal of Nichol get a Meister Shabbos, Nichol get a Gzeret Mechad Tzoyis. And therefore, since over here someone had to go do it, Avad Atzalser. Blows in my heart, the sick goes this way, or for Shabbos. The guy with Moshe Chuva wants to mechalik and say, Poshim? That's not Nichol really in the Issa of Gzeres Mechad Tzoyis. He wants to make a case of Poshim when going to do it for themselves. There's a question of this concept over here, when saying that Poshim Mais is also a Mam Shuch B'Shabbos. Before Shukumar Daf and Beis, most speaks out by the case of Mbatil, the person wants to mix cold water with hot water, if it's a lot of Mais, it's mutter. Now what are you doing, Be'etzim? Making poshim and using it. Coming with next of Kivegan says, not next of Kivegan, the Sugyo, said, Lechora, we're asking poshim on Shabbos. Lechora, on Bati is poshim, or come to matter it. Lechora, how the world of matching on Bati on Shabbos? So there are different ways of answering it. The way you have the Eglital, he has two tools, and the first Malachi wants to say, interesting idea, how to look at things, says, to heat up something on Shabbos is usher. To cool down something on Shabbos is mutter. So you have Benson boiling hot water, and you put in cold water to cool down the hot water. That's not heating up water. That's cooling down water. So what time do you allow to cool down water? Shira Shabbos says, well, this is Sugya Bishul over here. Sugya Zeres Mechatzois, and the day of the Maishi have water, he'll take a shower out of it. He wants to answer it. And the Lord, you can't be healed the water. By Batu, be Inchalam, be also over here. He's not too happy. Then with the second Malach, and the Shira Shabbos says, it's the second Malach, Pesach says, Heter, of Abati is only in the Klisheni. Then with Taina Inchalam, the whole Zeres Mechatzois says, only in the Klishen, not in the Klishen Klisheni. And then with Abati has a Heter in Klisheni. Shlom Zalman says, it'll come out. That a cliche will have this heter, you want to say no. The certainly the heter of a bati is, ain't anybody other what do people think you're doing? Anybody other coming to heat up water? Echlami, that's just machatzois. Anybody other says you're not coming just to mix water? That'll be motor. That means you're asking an obvious question. The different ways to answer the question, the obvious nafkaminas. What's the luck in the cliche? What's the luck in cooling things down? According to Shomadam, maybe all cases of motor. That's a cash you have to grapple with how to apply practically a local maestro. My father's asking an obvious question, what is the Gedda Peshut? That means, simply, if you read the Shayat Seen, Sifkon Ches, and Sifkon Tes, the Rai's Peshut is basically a case that is anything less than Yad's Lettuce Boy. That means Yad's Lettuce Boy, let's go with the simple number, is 110 Fahrenheit. That's the lowest number, is 110 Fahrenheit, which is, in Celsius, is what? 40? 40? No, not 44. 43, right. So that's the lowest number, that's the Shulam Zalman, that's a chum of 110. That means it comes along that before the Gzeira they're doing Yad Sladus Boy. Came along Chazal and says, let's ask them to Yad Sladus Boy, Gzeira Shmachatzoni, so let them do a case of Peshut. That's 109. That means they're doing 110, they're doing 109. That means Shartin writes less Yad Sladus Boy, that's a coming along to matter it, and the Gzeira is to do Yad Sladus Boy. Kniavsky says this way, Neva Berkut says all the mikvah is not a problem because who in the world is putting in the mikvah making Yad Sladus Boy? Unless the real hot one, the guys walk out with the red backs over there, know why they're sitting over there, they're getting burnt over there. But most mikvahs, or especially the Nostrum mikvahs, I can't believe the 110 Fahrenheit. They have a potion, you have a potion, Mr. Brewer, no problem. The Bayah, the Elam points out, is the Metzias. Do you think they're really going to Hambatio that was Yad Sladus Boy? Yad Sladus Boy means you're being burnt. That's what it is. Again, those guys turn red, I don't understand. I can't relate to them. But I can't believe that Moin Am was going... In fact, the Elam, Poshet, hack the Shayat Seen and say, the issue is, do not go in a Bati that's Yad's Lettuce Boy. Shayat Seen says that. Shayat Seen says, Ches and Tess, and he's less Yad's Lettuce Boy, he says, Ches and Tess, he writes, the Hainu Shlo Yehoi Yad's Lettuce Boy. He writes it twice. So that means, again... We'll get to one sheet. So one sheet is the Shayat Seen is saying that Yad Sladus Boy is the Isser, that's Gzeres Mechatzois, unless the Maaseh is Mutter. Another way of saying over the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he says over here, and actually the Baal HaShulchan in Hilchos Nida Kuvtak Tes says, what's together? Tuli v'moin am. The Moshe Tshuva says, the moin am. Then when the person calls hot, is hot. The person calls lukewarm, is lukewarm. It depends upon the Loshim B'nei Odom. That means, if Loshim Bnei Adam, I assume, is 106, 107, 108, those things in Loshim Bnei Adam are called hot, that'd be mortar. Loshim Bnei Adam is lukewarm, or something, it's Fahrenheit, 105, 107, that'd be an osir, the osir. Something that's lukewarm, I will say less than that, might be mortar. And what is Loshim Bnei Adam? The way the Aruch HaShavah says, Loshim Bnei Adam, he says, is 38 Celsius. Less than that is lukewarm, more than that is hot. That means 100 Fahrenheit. Is less than that, the mice is lukewarm, more than it's hot. That means a big difference. I mean, I assume our mikvahs are more than 100. Again, I never. But what are our mikvahs anyway? What's the standard mikvah? 106, that's standard? Yeah, the hot mikvah is 106. Fine, it's that, the oven calls hot. It's not yes, yes, let us call you. It's called hot. First, that machine outside, I don't know what's going on over there, but. Another way out of this room, bring it over. 104, 104. Okay, it's fine. Another way of saying it over is Ramon, you're there, Klupe Ches. There's a Ramon in your name, Tum Kupe Ches, and the words are Chamim Mishar Loik. is the category of Peshim. What? You said 104.
That's a very hot
one. 104? You get it. Okay. The Rosh Hashanah says anything above 100. It's hot, anything below that is called lukewarm. That's a getter. No, it's going to be quiz next time. There's another way of starting over, based upon the Ramon, assuming Kulpe Ches in Yerodea, Ramon says Chamimus Haroik is definitely the category of Peshit. Chamimus Haroik basically means body temperature 98.6. Therefore, the Mishnah Siskrim, or the Tzian, Mishnah Shabbat, Pesach and Shuvah say the category is anything above 98.6. is definitely a category of hot. Anything 98.6 and below is definitely get a poishim. So come out practically, what's the definitely category of poishim? Pashas 100 and below, or 98.6 and below is poishim. And that will be mutter again on the sugya on Erev Shabbos, or the case of hot water on Shabbos, putting on the raglov, or chayil might always be mutter anyway. At the beginning of Summer's Man, we discussed the question about could a person make freshly brewed coffee on Shabbos based upon a timer. That means the shadow was, could a person have a coffee machine before Shabbos, put in the water, have his brewed stuff on top, nuts, have a timer, make it off 5 o'clock in the morning because you have out of the seeker. And then have, before the seeking 5:30, a hot coffee, wake you up, nam gishmak. Is there any isser of having a timer to make a machine go on that was set before Shabbos? That is one setting. The coffee machine has one setting. There's no bayah of garf and kotum. And have it going off on Shabbos. That was the shah we discussed. Beginning of Kayetzman. Makarta. Right. So we came along. The makar for this shiloh is best mechassam sefer. Some people did not have any electricity. Let's go down to Meisel. But in this town, the Sikkim minion, they wanted to have coffee before davening. So they ran a lunt, a wire or a string outside of the shul, outside of the city. They lit it and it slowly burnt. 3 in the morning, it came and lit the fire underneath the hot water. And therefore, the hot water got boiling hot and they had the coffee before davening. And built upon this, it was our friend discussed, can you have a timer before Shabbos to make things go off on Shabbos? Then we mentioned, as my father points out, that if the moisture can have your chicken be cooked on Shabbos, the moisture asks all Shabbos clocks. It's not a sugya of Yimei Anochi, it's not a sugya of Zilzul Shabbos. We pointed out that Moinam does do Shabbos clocks. We don't follow Moisha. You don't seem to worry about this. Others want to ask for a third reason of Xero of Erev Shabbos of Shabbos. We had a fourth reason of Shem Yagres. We had a fifth reason of Mitzvah Sugya of Chazoro. There are those who want to ask that using timers to make food go off on Shabbos, make coffee go have it on Shabbos. The Maestro, it's brought down the Chan Knievsky based on the Chanisha, the Maestro's mutter. And the Rosh Hashanah said the Maestro's mutter, Kunim Chan Knievsky, according to the Chanish. The Maestro, one of the first Shalas that got from Kemerov, well, not Kemerov, I started answering Shalas, then we came Rov, really, I'm not sure. But the Maestro, about 20 years ago, someone called me up and said, you know, my husband's driving me crazy, that I have this coffee machine going off on Shabbos morning. And the person said, you want to know if it's mutter, if it's also don't call me back, if it's mutter, call me back and tell me. Just get my husband off my back. So I got a little bit of feel what it means to be answering Shalas. Kitzer, my brother went to Averquist and the Maestro. It's mutter, have this coffee machine go off on Shabbos morning on a timer. So he said, okay, b'diavet. The Berkha says, no, not b'diavet. Yossi, even you can go do it. Maisa says, mutter. Again, the Rosh Shabbos says, time, no problem. So Maisa said, the newest place, said, Maisa, time is no problem. So I sent over to one Rav, a little bit of disagreements. He went over to Abdullah Morgerson. Abdullah Morgerson says, my Mishuch will be Shabbos. You got a figure. Black and white, it's also. My Mishuch will be Shabbos, the Maisa is also. It's also. My Mishuch B'Shabbos, my says also. So, and Uri says, even in case of a drink. That's what he says. So, my says, let's try and analyze why, yeah, why no, what the shadow here is to understand. Is this a good title? And he's my says, so first again, my Mishuch B'Shabbos is the case of Shtiyah, that's a good question. Let's say we have the Mishnah on Chesam Beis, which says, if the case is sealant, that's tainin, that's going inside a lecham over here. Koi Taisa is the case of Atmono. The Mishnah says very clearly, Maim Shuch B'Shabbos and Maim Shuch B'Shabbos, and also stay the Chitzan and the Shtiyah. That means the Mishnah is saying a case of Shtiyah. Pashas should be the same exact thing over here. That's the Sforchi. So I know, Maisa Kamu to Aser.
That's
a Maisa Shav. So now the question is, take a step further over here. That means, once we've said that, I went back to all the Shuvahs discussing timers. I went back to 23 different Shuvahs about to go see what they answer. I'm Shuchu B'Shabbos. Come on, no one brings it down. No one brings it down, only that. It's Sliazar and the Bad Moshe. They want to maybe ask the timers, yes, no, but only water to matter. They're only going to come home to matter water. Only a coffee, like no one discussing it. Only come to matter water. What exactly? And no, what happened? What's going on over here? Numas poiskim, numas from myself matter making coffee in the timer. It's before shalacha. I'm sure for Shabbos.
Why is that for a step
earlier? Oh, right. So come on, we have to answer from two different avenues. That's shalach. Number one shalach is this on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos? That means the starting point again is Kiyager says something that happens naturally from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. That means the water that's going through, that is cold water, in the case of hot water, gets mixed in with the other. Okay, that gets the mice that's motor. Right, black, white, again, Shlom Azab goes this way, Shmir Shabbos goes this way. Again, we pointed out, the Moses has to get a place to show them. But, that's Aleph. But again, in this case, you have to take it a step further. This is the case of a timer. A timer is not the case over here of Kiveger. Timer is when a fire came into the world. So mice are true, therefore Shabbos equates the two. Who disagrees? Mogensen's Rebbe, Rabbi Asher. He said the timer does not have this heter. Rav Shlomo says the timer does not have this heter. But Moshe Chuv, by the case of Boiling America, says it does not have this heter. I, the Chsam Sefer, the fire was in the world. Don't bring away from the Chsam Sefer anymore. The fire was here. It's not a case of the timer. Slowly burns, it gets the case of the wood over here. So, for Shabbos, maybe he's a little tosser, he comes and says, can make you coffee on Shabbos. But otherwise, Rashiv, Rav Shlomo, or the tzaddik of the Kiveger, the Tzaddik Shalom is against it, or wasn't against it. So how in the world can matter making coffee? So but the other maybe for the Zisha. But how can the Nektoil Meister come to, how can my brother go do this on Shabbos? Yeah, that's what I meant. The Berkut passes away. Those are the Shiloh. So really, you have to analyze the Shiloh, why Moshe was correct. Well, you're correct. Again, the Mishnah's case is Meister Shabbos, or my Mishnah B'Shabbos, Kamun Ta'asing, Rechitza, and Shtiyo. The case of the Babylonim is the Xeris Rechitza, and come to Aser also Shtiyo, or will only come to Aser Rechitza. What's the lacha of Shtiyo in our Simen? What's the lacha of drinking in our Simen? That means the Lord of the Meharitz in our Sugya, and he points out that before she traces that Memo base on top, he writes that Shtiyo B'Poshim Meis is Mutter. Poshim is Mutter. I Poshim Maim Shukum Shabbos is also. Says the Moshe Meharitz on the back of the Gemara, every Gemara has it, he writes, there's a Gzeres Mechatzois, has nothing to do with Gzeres Shtiyo, nothing to do with the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah, Lam Chasam Beis, the Sugyo of Memo Malach. Once, Meis is Shabbos. That's the Huda of Shimon, Yitzchoyki Gmezit, that has its Klolim. Here, there's Gzeres Mechatzois, people have to take showers because there's Schwitz over here. What is the case of Shtiyo? V'raya, Poshim, L'maisa, Poshim is Mutter. I Poshim, Ram, the Rosh Hashanah, also in the case of Yad, says the Rosh Hashanah. Do you see over here that we see clearly, said the Moshe Meharitz, that it's not the same halachas, the Gzeresh Mechatzois has nothing to do with the Mishnah of the one with another in the case of Maisa Shabbos. Therefore, if you understand this way, L'chura, the timer, not the get, having coffee. But being on the Maisel, the B'chayim Risk and the Rosh Sameach once went on Shabbos to Petterburg, to went to a place where going to heat up water for himself on Shabbos, and they want to have a coffee, want to have a tea. But Maisel Rosh Sameach took it, and the B'chayim, B'chayim Risk, he says, I'm Shulchan B'Shabbos, who's Choshes B'Vakvik. Went on to Swarm, Rosh Dun brings down this Maisel, the Chalapais, Harry Kedem brings down this Maisel. Rosh Sameach says, what do you mean? It's Gzeres Mechatzois. Nothing to do with the case of Shtiyo. Chaim, who says, prove it. What's the raya? What's the fact break? Maisel, when Maisel had Rosh Sameach over here drank it. Maisel held was no problem. When the Rosh Sameach drank it.
Chaim
is the fact break. Fact break. Bring me a raya. This is also, as far as they bring down the story, it's the fact break. It's Choshesh. The biggest right to matter is the Lung Shin Chavav. Does anyone say Shtiyah is also? I would say it. This Mishmur is a Mokhav Gom, the place can we hear. Bath and Bath and Bath, they had coffee tea losers also. They did. Is there an Isser of Shti over here? Does it say anywhere? We see Isser Meister Shabbos. Where is Isser over here in the case of Shti? Will he take it a step further? Maybe the Israelite from Moshe. Moshe, Derech Agav, and it's true when they get the boilers, when he heats up the water, he says, Osir Rechitza Vishdiyo. He says the word Shdiyo. Don't say it. However, Shdomach, he says, even on the Tzad to Asir Shdiyo, in one title, only in the Metzias, where there's enough water for Rechitza, they will even ask the case of Shdiyo. The Maise is a Chiddush, because one of the worlds to Rechitza affect the Shdiyo. We don't have an Isra and none of the water. Right? I don't think anyone says, when the water gets heated up, it can't wash the Kalim. I don't see any Isser in the Rechitza's Kalim. No Isser in the water. That's all I see anywhere. No one says any Isser in the water. Well, Kalim was Shdubach wants a Mechadish. The only time that Asr Shdiyah is when there's enough Rechitza, and then maybe can even answer Mechayim and Brisk. I don't know what the Gervia did. Maybe he had enough water for Rechitza to be a case of Shdiyah. Can't answer. You have no right to pick from Mechayim and Brisk that maybe he can answer and can answer on Moshe. Maisa steams a place to keep loads of Mehor. It speaks out clearly right that way. Or Smech and Maisa did that way. They drank it that way. Then there's no problem about Sugin to get the Sugin of Shtiyo. The get to what? To washing the Kalim or drinking? It says Shtiyo? It says washing Kalim. Right, doesn't say, right? Thank you. What? Washing Kalim. Right.
Alright,
no, again, it could be. No, again, because the Mishnah's case is Ruchitza Mishdiya. That means that comes from the reading of the Mishnah, the Hemshech of the Sugyo. That's the Chilik. The question is, enough of a Machalik. Those are the Shaila. That means the Chaim says, no. Chaim knew the Shulchan Aruch, I think. So, maybe the Rambam. But. So Maisa, it comes out before this is the Makor, and again, there are two reasons why the Maisa make on the case of using Thomas and your freshly brewed coffee.
How do you read the Mishnah if you don't say Shdiyah?
The Mishnah says black white Shdiyah. That's Maisa Shabbos. That's not Tumona. That's clear. But who says
from this Mishnah?
The Sugyo of no, the
Mishnah.
That's true, but do we see anywhere that asks Shdiyah? Merchatz asks Shdiyah. No, the Sugyo anywhere asks Shdiyah. It's so sad. Somewhere, something. It says he had a couple of rides. It was one of his rides. A bunch of rides. That there's two separate sukkahs over here. Matzah Shdiyah, right? It's a black and white. Therefore, so you can maybe say that he's matching poshim to maybe hot water is dropped different. That is for to us. Poshim is not black and white. Poshim is saying poshim is different.
Poshim is different.
Oh no, that's not everything else, sir. That's the gate to get. Yeah, but fine. That's us what. But what? That everything is usher. When the feet says usher.
That's my
command. That's the question. It is my shulchan b'shabbos. Maybe the only is only showers and chitzas and not the case of ushtiyah. And my sister's like to give a close to the team over here for last night. The mice is beautiful. My mishpacha really appreciated it, and it was very nice, and it was, I think it was freilach for the ilum, it was a gishmak, and especially we only have siblings together, and again, I felt in the heart, one to another, every single person showed up, who didn't show up, whatever, everyone was there, I got to see where it was gishmak, freilach, thank you very much.